A reimagining of 70s classics, remixed with a modern sensibility.
What's old is new again, and all your favorite characters return. This week, we're reviewing An Evening with Silk Sonic.
How Star Wars is it?
Well, hello there, Mike.
Hi, Josiah.
And hello to the listeners.
Hi.
And welcome to the show. This is How Star Wars Is It. The only podcast, and definitely the only one where we rate things on a scale of 1 to 10, not of how good they are or how bad they are, but of how Star Wars they are.
That's right. We are only interested in one criteria here on this show, and it's comparing things to the sort of platonic ideal of all things Star Wars. You take the movies, of course, but you take the video games, the books, the comics, the TV shows, the merchandise. You throw all of that into a big pot on the stove. You cook it all up. Let it all melt together into a big Star Wars chili. And that is the sort of the holistic Star Wars ideal that we call a 10 out of 10, and it's what we use to calibrate our How Star Wars Is It rating scale, and we are looking to compare things to that perfect 10.
Yep, and that perfect 10 is not many people get to it.
No people have.
Not many things get up to that 10, all right?
We really haven't done a people-centric episode. I think we might have in our 100th episode done one or two people, but...
Yeah, I think we did, like, Shrek.
I think we did Lady Gaga, too, didn't we?
I think we did. But not her album, which you recently did, which,
speaking of the Lady Gaga album episode that we just did, we're doing another music album this week.
We're doing another album, which is this, like... Let's see, when did we do... Yes, this one will come out in May. So we're doing an album a month at this point.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll keep this up. I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, hopefully we get one or two in there in June.
Yeah. Yes, that's true. We're going to do a lot of albums in June. or I guess albums of a sort.
Yes.
That's a little teaser, folks. Who knows what it's gonna be? I don't know.
Stick around for June and you might hear another album of a sort.
Or two. Or three or four.
Yeah. Or 100 or 1,000.
Or a million.
Do you know that reference? That's from Elbow Room, the Schoolhouse Rock song about like Western expansion.
No. I don't know that.
There's a verse in it about the Louisiana Purchase, and it goes like this.
All right, here we go.
The president was Thomas Jefferson. He made a deal with Napoleon. How'd you like to sail a mile or two? And then Jefferson, the little cartoon, goes, or three, or 100, or 1,000.
That's funny. That's good shit.
Yeah.
Or 100, or 1,000.
And 1, not problematic in the least.
Nope, that's exactly
Jefferson
how it happened.
Jefferson and Western expansion, it's all good.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happened. And
that's how we
nothing...
got from sea to shining sea.
And it was meant to be that way, Manifest Destiny.
That's right.
Absolutely. But we're not talking about Manifest Destiny today. We're talking about an album.
It's so funny because one of the other Schoolhouse Rock songs of the same sort of like American history ilk is called No More Kings. And it's like about how like people came to America and then they wanted, you know, no taxation without representation and all that. And that the idea of like the divine right of kings is preposterous. And then they're like, but God does want us to have all this land.
Yes. The whole
you
divine right of kings
thing
is stupid, but this is Manifest Destiny. Yeah. And we are meant to cross this whole land from sea to shining sea.
Yeah. But
it's so silly. I was playing in a D&D game the other day, and I was playing a paladin, and I said something. There was a sort of the basic premise of the session was like a one shot, was that there was this like one area that was sort of like fought over a bunch because it was like a bunch of conflict over who should rule this area, and there was this guy who was like, we could set you guys up as like a council. And my character is stupid. And I was like, I'm going to say something dumb. And I was like, well, what about the divine right of kings? And then that became my
character.
That became my character's point of view for the whole conversation was like, well, there's no point in having a council because like none of us are ordained by the gods to be kings. So like, why are we even talking about this?
That's funny.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember reading, I think it was a Reddit post or something where some person was like, help, like my boyfriend literally believes in the divine right. And it was like, went on to be like, not even to say that he believes that like the king and queen, like the queen right now is like divinely put in
right
to place. It's like, it's more like he believes that we haven't had a real king or queen in 400 years and that we have to go back like that far to find the people who are actually should be the king and queen right now.
That's so funny.
And I was like, that would be a really great point of view to bring up at any date, just to be like, so yeah, I'm really into the royal family, but I'm into the royal family from like 500 years ago. And I do think that there should be a new king or queen because the ones we have right now are illegitimate.
Yeah, right. But anyway, we're doing another album this week.
We're doing another album. It's called An Evening with Silk Sonic by the band Silk Sonic, which is Bruno Mars and yes. Anderson .Paak.
Yes.
Which I didn't know much of Anderson .Paak's work before this album, but he's a drummer and a rapper.
Right.
But like mainly percussionist in his own works. I should not like, he's also a rapper, but like his his contributions to the music are mainly percussion and drum based.
Sure.
And wow. This let me tell you.
Yeah, so I want to hear first why this album was your idea to talk about, and yeah. I listened to it for the first time this week.
Yes. Well, I can't stop listening to it, and it's the only thing I've been listening to for the last like forever, like months or so, because I've been listening to Leave the Door Open for almost a year now, because Leave the Door Open came out last summer as the first single, and it was like, check it out, this band is coming out with an album soon. And it fucking rules.
Yeah, it's really good.
The song and the music video came out like I think last summer, because it was like the song of the summer. For me at least, it was the song of the summer. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Leave the Door Open, March 14th, 2021. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Pi Day.
Or wait, no. Oh. What year? Is it 2021 right now or 2022?
22.
What? I don't know what year it is. I'm sorry. Sue me. So I don't know what year it is, okay?
Right.
Who cares? All right? But anyway, they released it in March of 2021. So okay. It was sort of
so
the song
of
the summer.
Year, yeah.
Yeah. And it's been just like on repeat for me, like constantly.
Huh.
Because it's just a great song. And then the album dropped. When did the whole album drop? Last year? In the fall, I want to say. Yep, November 12th was when the full album dropped.
Okay.
And I listened to it when it came out and I loved it. And then recently, when my little brother came to visit, we listened to it a bunch then. And then it got me back into it. And now I can't stop listening to it.
Yeah, so interesting.
That's why I want.
I could see myself listening to it a lot more or forgetting entirely to do so. This is my central thing, and then I'm gonna like leave it alone because I do think it is like supremely excellent in terms of like its creative feat
sure.
and its production and all of that. But I will cop to the fact that my taste is so samey Things like Ben Folds or like the Decemberists or like the White Stripes, like those are all different sounding things from one another, but they're all samey unto themselves. Yet, yeah. As I listen to that album, by the time I get like three quarters of the way through, I'm like, gosh, this all sounds the same.
to this album, you're saying?
Yeah, this album. Yeah, like, yeah, by yeah, the yeah. time I'm halfway through, I'm like, it's more of this still?
Yeah, sure.
Which is so stupid and hypocritical.
yeah. Well, we are going to play Smash or Pass.
Okay, yes.
And I do think there are some songs that feel too similar to other songs
mm-hmm.
on the album, and those are the weaker ones, in my opinion. But even those are now growing on me now that sure. I've listened to them more and more.
You know, the other thing I think about my samey reaction is that this sort of soul genre is mm-hmm. Cemented as a time period thing for me. Mm-hmm. And I feel like anytime you hear this type of music in a movie or in any other circumstances today, it's to immediately elicit a like sort of 70s mindset, you know, like it's like almost a cliche sound of like funk soul 70s.
Yeah, totally.
So like it's what you would use on a commercial if you were like trying to get someone's attention really fast and put them in the 1970s. You would use this type of sound. So like to me, listening to like a new group doing it, it almost feels sort of like parody, but I know sure. it's not. And I will admit it is like truly great.
yeah.
But I just like, I don't know if I have like the stamina to listen to it a lot.
It is a really good, it's a really well-made album.
Right.
Like, that's undeniable, right? Like, the musicianship is really great.
And, like, Bootsy Collins is in it a bunch.
Yeah, Bootsy Collins is there. Well, all right.
Yeah.
he's the narrator of this. Well, and I mean, you say parody, which is an interesting thing to say, because it's not parody, but it is, there is comedy
sure.
involved.
Yeah.
And there's humor to this album.
Well, and I think you know? to with a straight face do a funk soul album in the year of our Lord 2022 or 2021 or whenever it is it came out, like
mm-hmm.
you sort of have to have your tongue fairly firmly planted in your cheek.
yeah. Like there's like the leave the door first off. Like let's get started.
We'll
get started.
It.
Smash or Pass. Silk Sonic intro. All right, it's a classic. Sergeant Pepper intro right. song being like, here's who we are, here's what we're gonna do.
Yep.
You know, have fun and be like, hey ladies, have some fun. Hey, uh-huh. hey fellas, have some fun out here, all right?
yeah.
And Bootsy Collins is here and he's like the narrator, he's like the MC of the night, because it's right. an evening with Silk Sonic. We're like here for a concert, right? And so even
that's another thought I had while listening to it, which was, boy oh boy, if I were like in a house like with a bunch of people and this was a show I went to see, it would be like the best concert I've ever fucking been to.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and they put on a show. And also, honestly, like you should watch the music videos for some of these, because that might seal the deal for you a little mm-hmm. bit more, because like Anderson .Paak is super charismatic, and then Bruno Mars is also so charismatic,
yeah,
and they have a really good back and forth, like, which takes us to the second song. So like, first off, Silk Sonic intro, I mean, I like it. It's
yeah,
fun.
It's
a smash.
Yeah,
you can skip it because it's just an intro, but don't skip it because it's fun.
Well, that's the other thing. The record isn't even all that long. It's 36 no. minutes. So for me, I feel like it's a cop-out to do this, but I give a blanket smash to all of them, because like to bother to, like if you're working and you have your headphones on, to bother to like go to your device and like click skip, it feels like
yeah.
like a waste of energy, because they're all good.
They're all good. You might as well just put it on and like exist for the next 36
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly.
And just enjoy it.
Right.
But then that takes us to Leave the Door Open, which is a super, that was the single, and it's a super fun track. But like there's some comedy in it. There's some like funny little lines in the beginning when there's sort of a back and forth with Anderson and Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
where Anderson says something and then Bruno Mars will do a little bit of a like either an echo or a slight like thematic thing with
yes.
it.
Yep.
So it's like, what you doing? What you doing? Where you at? Where you at? Oh, you got plans? You got plans? Don't say that. And then Bruno Mars says, yeah. Shut your trap. Which is so good.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sipping wine, sip, sip, in a robe, drip, drip, look too good. Look too good to be alone. Woo woo. My house clean, pool warm, just shaved, smooth like a newborn. And it's like gross, like ew. But also it's so like fun. You're like, yeah, okay, all right. So like that's super fun. And then in the second verse, they do it again. We're like, you're so sweet, so tight, I won't bite, unless you like, and it's like, okay, yeah. If you smoke what you smoke, I got the haze, purple haze, and if you're hungry, girl, I got fillets, which is, I love that line too, because it's like, fillets of what? What are you talking about?
I also fillets. Will admit, the first time I heard it, I thought he said, I got the lays.
Yeah, this is actually a sponsored album by Frito-Lay.
Yes.
But yeah, there's like some fun, like you said, there's some tongue-in-cheekedness of this group where they're having fun with it and they're not afraid to have fun with it.
Right.
And it's just like, this one is obviously a smash.
Yeah,
it's for sure a smash.
It's also got over 750 million plays on Spotify.
Yeah, it is like the song
so
from
crazy.
This album. And I think it won, let's see, because they won a bunch of Grammys. With this album, they basically had like a clean sweep, I think is what Anderson .Paak referred to it as, because they won four Grammys: Record of the Year, which is for the album,
mm-hmm.
Song of the Year for I think Leave the Door Open, and yes, Leave the Door Open won, was nominated for 4 Grammys, including Record of the Year and Song of the Year, and they won the 4 Grammys. So they won each one, Best R&B Song and Best R&B Performance.
Mm, okay.
So yeah, it's a good song.
Yeah, it's great.
Is what I'm saying. Next, we got maybe my favorite track on the album, which I'm surprised wasn't released as a single, Fly As Me.
Okay.
Which
me
now,
remind myself what that sounds like.
Yeah. I deserve to be with somebody as fly as me. Somebody this fly.
Yeah.
And then it's funny. And also, it's kind of funny because you would think that the next line would be like saying, I deserve to be with somebody as fly as me. And so you kind of think that like he's talking to someone, right? So it's like, you would think the next line would be like, and you deserve to be with someone as fly as you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But it's not. It's I deserve to be with somebody as fly as me. You deserve to be seen with somebody as fly as me.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of being like, and I deserve to be with someone fly too. It's saying that like, I'm so fly that you deserve to
like,
be seen
man,
with
you
me.
You are so lucky. Yeah.
Like you deserve to be with me and you deserve to be seen with me.
Yeah,
all right?
Right.
That's how fly I am. And I just love that. I think that's so funny. And there's a lot of good lines in this one too. Anderson .Paak gets to like rap and he's so smooth.
Mm-hmm,
like, take you to the crib, we can take it upstairs. And then the girl says, what's upstairs? Shit, I'm gonna show you later. It's like, oh, okay, what are we talking about? And then later he goes, where is it? Hollering at you from a 1977 Monte Carlo. Hard act to follow. It's showtime, trying to boo you up like it's the Apollo. Which Charlie had to explain to me what that was a reference to, because sure. I didn't know. But it was a reference to the Apollo Theater.
Showtime at the Apollo, yeah.
Which
yeah,
was a,
you're
a,
right.
a
like
talent
he,
show.
He is so smooth. It's like, it's that kind of like, to indicate perhaps how out of my element I am. It's like slow.
Yeah.
But like fucking attitude, you know, like,
yeah.
Like really fast or ornate especially like clever rhymes. That's like one thing. And this isn't not clever, but it's more just like, I could read out of the phone book.
Yes, exactly.
Like, yeah, and keep doing it.
It's yes. Please talk more. Please
yeah,
talk more.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's so smooth and so charismatic. Like that's just the thing with this whole album is just oozes charisma for me.
Yes,
I'm just
right,
like,
right.
It's just so charming. It's totally. Just so damn charming. So Fly As Me, it does do something that Mike doesn't like, which it does spell. in the song. Yeah. They spell F-L-Y because they have to spell fly, which I know Mike doesn't like when people spell in songs. So sorry, Mike. Then we get, okay, then we get a little sexual.
This one, to me, I will say, again, I'm responding to this because my entry point is itself already a parody. This sounds like a true, like, clone twin brother of Dick in a Box.
Yeah. I was just about to say it could be a Lonely Island song.
Yes.
If its like attitude was slightly different, it could be a Lonely Island
song. Right,
But it's not. It's a super sexual, super sexy song about like when that when that, like, you know, private parts are so good.
Yes.
That there's just nothing you can do about it except I also love that in this song there's like, well, first off, I love Bootsy Collins saying, "See, normally I don't stutter, but you do it to me." That's great.
Yeah, that's like a cartoon rabbit.
Yes, do it.
Floating.
I love that there's like there's continuity in this song because he says in the first verse, he says, "Throw my phone out the window. There's no player in me. Those days are through." Basically, the premise of this song is they had sex so good that they're in love now, and it's like, I don't need to talk to any other girls ever again.
Yes. And it's called After Last Night.
After Last Night, yep. And at the very beginning, there's a woman being like, her voice going like, damn, I don't know, like, blah, blah, blah. And then Bootsy Collins comes in. He's like, oh, baby.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
His voice is so fun.
It's so good for this. But then, so, like, first he says, "I throw my phone out the window. There's no player in me." Second verse comes along. He says, "If I still had my phone, I'd call every girl I know and tell them goodbye." But he doesn't have his phone anymore.
Yeah, he threw it out.
He threw it out the window.
It's Chekhov's phone.
Yeah, he already got rid of his phone.
Yeah.
So I love that, too. It's just like there's like a strange little sense of plot continuity in this song. It's like, I don't know if you were paying attention, but I already threw away my phone.
Yeah, right.
Okay? We don't have it anymore. But it's a smash. Everything so far has been a smash.
Yeah, right? I agree.
And then we got Smoking Out the Window, which is this third single, also a smash.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's also funny to me. There's like, this album has comedy to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because, and Charlie and I were talking about this the other day because she was telling me her sort of like explanation, and she was telling me what she thought it meant, and I was telling her what I thought it meant, and we were saying that like the idea of a guy smoking out the window
mm-hmm.
is such a specific idea, right? Because it's like, well, if he was on good terms, like in my opinion, this is what I think it sounds like to me. If he was on good terms with his lady, she wouldn't be making him smoke out the window. Right? Like in my opinion, it's like he's smoking weed or cigarettes, I guess either one.
Sure.
But he's having to do it out the window because she's like, don't get that smell in here.
Yeah, right.
You know?
He spent so much money at Tiffany's. Like he
yeah.
She's clearly the boss.
35,000.
Yeah.
Up at Tiffany's. There's a lot.
Yeah. I also love that the sort of like pre-chorus starts with this bitch.
Yes. Got me paying her in paper drips. Dubbing on her wrist. Yeah. It's also like slightly funny. Like there's some funny lyrics to it, right?
Yeah, you know what? You're making me realize like every song has some comedy to it. You're totally right.
There's like humor involved in this whole album.
And like that is the thing that does sort of course separate this from the 70s thing it's doing is like the modern sensibility in the music. You know, like it has sort of a contemporary like rock star, hip hop star kind of point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, he name checks things like Chuck E. Cheese in that song.
Yes. Got her badass kids running up in my whole crib like it's Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, right. Which like that would not have been in a like true, as we might now come to call it, first wave soul.
Yeah, totally. But it's another smash.
Yeah, that's a smash.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, the next one is Put on a Smile, which is also so dramatic. I love it. It like starts out with the
starts
sound
with
of
Bootsy
rain.
Again.
Yeah. Take it from your Uncle Bootsy.
Yeah.
Ain't no shame begging in the rain. tell her how you really feel. And then there's like the sound of rain happening this whole time.
Yeah.
This one's another smash for me. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm like
trying to put on a smile
right now as you're talking.
Trying to put on a smile, trying to fight these tears from crying. But Lord knows I'm dying. It also has maybe my favorite line on the entire album.
Which is,
not to be dramatic, but I want to die.
Yeah, wait, this is great.
Is that on this one or is that on a different song?
I particularly love the slow ones.
Sorry, that's on Smoking Out the Window.
Oh, okay.
Is not to be dramatic, but I want to die. So that's my favorite line, maybe my favorite line on the whole album, because he's like, not to be dramatic, but I want to die. Like, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's great.
But yeah, put on a smile. So what were you saying? Sorry.
I particularly love these like slowed down ones. Of course, again, like given the sequence and the flow of this album, you can see the concert.
Yeah, totally.
Like, even if you are just, like, working and you have it playing in the background, you are experiencing a, like, nightclub concert.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, as soon as the song starts and it's, like, much slower, you can just, like, see the lights change from, like, a firework orangey-yellow to, like, a blue and a,
yeah.
You know,
it's,
a purple.
Let's bring the mood down a little bit.
Totally.
You know? And then we got 777,
uh-huh,
which is I used to not like, and now I like it.
I hear you on both sides of that. It feels like the most sort of like novelty premise to me.
Yes.
And yet I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
let's go out with the boys.
Yeah, let's go out with the boys. Let's go to Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
It's like they wrote this for a movie. Like,
yes,
there's some
totally.
There's some movie about Vegas and they wrote this for it.
Yeah.
But also I love there's some fun ones here too, like bar full of liquor cash for the strippers. It's gonna get weird tonight, so no pictures. It's like, what are we doing, guys?
Yeah,
what's going on? Big booty hoes with me in the penthouse.
Big
you know how it
hose.
Is. Big booty hoes. It's a great one. It's also a smash. Although it's like it's almost a pass, but then like the more you listen to it, the more you're like, I'm into this.
Yeah, I agree though, in terms of like it's like fit for a movie. It has like this kind of novelty character to it that sort of like build up to the big sort of blow at the end of every chorus of that, like seven.
Let's go! Yeah, it's totally a movie.
It's like a cheese camp.
Yes,
but like it, you know, like I can't remember. I think my friend Brendan said this one time. Like, you look at such and such whatever thing, and you say that's cheesy, or that person's acting style is cheesy, or that person's sensibility, aesthetic, whatever is cheesy. And then if that is the thought you're having, you can't just associate negative value to that, because you know what takes an awful lot of time and care to make? Cheese.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And like it's a specific skill set.
Yeah. It's not a Kraft American single.
No, we're talking about like some
real cheese. Yeah.
Some real cheese, baby. Yeah. Okay, we're almost done actually. So the next is Skate, which was the second single, which I fell in love with. That's my new favorite right now.
I do love the sort of the backup vocal thing of skate.
Skate. Yeah. Skate. It's just like so simple and so in it. It's just it comes in and out. And it's I need to watch a music video for this one. I actually haven't seen it. But I keep saying this first line, in a room full of dimes, you would be $100.
Uh-huh.
If being fine was a crime, grow that lucky little fine ass up in a tower.
And who is it you're saying this to?
I sing it to myself around my kitchen, and then uh-huh. I sing it to Charlie, and also whenever she hears me sing it to myself, she's like, what are you singing? And she told me that it sounded like I was singing a Dave Matthews Band song, and I looked, no. And she was like, sing it again and tell me. Yeah, she said it's the way I sing it. I was like, in a room full of dimes, you would be $100. If being fine was a crime, because I like a little fine ass up in a towel. Charlie's laughing. She's laughing and saying it sounds just like Dave Matthews. So there's that. Apparently, if you're just a white person trying to sing this song, you sound like Dave Matthews instead of Silk Sonic.
Well, that makes sense too, because his whole like aesthetic was like kind of not necessarily big band, but it always had like big instrumental. You know, like
yeah, it's
his
true.
Band had like what, like 7 or 8 musicians in it.
Oh yeah, he had like, especially when he played live, like he had 1,000 people up there, horn section and everything.
Right.
I saw Dave Matthews' band 3 times live in concert in high school, so I was a
big
fan.
Now, when you were in high school and you were making your plans to go see him in concert, did you or your friends say that you were going to see Dave?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, I never was into Dave Matthews, and in fact, I was turned off by the idea of ever even listening to him because dickheads in my high school said, oh man, we saw Dave this weekend.
Yeah, you gotta hear. Did you hear Dave's new single?
Like, ugh.
Dave's coming out with a new album. Yeah, we called him Dave. What about it?
So gross to me.
Yeah, it sucks.
It's about as gross as dumping an entire bus worth of poop into the Chicago River.
We'll never get over it.
That is just such a good piece of trivia.
It really is. It's very funny. Best line in this one is, I can smell your sweet perfume. You smell better than a barbecue. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smash. It's all a smash.
It's a smash, yeah.
Now, these last two are the only ones that are like slight passes for me, but it might just be because I haven't gotten to know them yet.
I have listened to this in total once all the way through, and then another time that I like listened to the beginnings of each just to remind myself for the sake of this show. But that said, this might be a crazy take, and maybe a couple weeks from now when this episode comes out and I've actually listened to the album more, this will be I will have a different opinion, but I think this next one, Love's Train, is my favorite.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Because I was going to say, Blast Off is kind of a pass for me. Love's Train is kind of a pass for me, but Love's Train is also the most recent single.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So
I'm a sucker for like emotional ballads.
Yes,
and
which
that's
that
true
it is.
of any like musical style, you know, like I mentioned, yeah. Like Ben Folds, like he does like a pop rock up-tempo number, like the best of them, but it's his like emotional slowed down ones that are my favorite.
Totally. I will say one thing I want to say about Blast Off before we move on to Love's Train is that at the very end it goes,
I have Love's Train before Blast Off.
Oh, you're right. My bad. I believe that you're right. That is the way it is on Spotify.
Oh, is it not on like...
On the Wikipedia list, it switches those because it's like, apparently Love's Train is the bonus track for whatever reason, for digital.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. But I think, yeah. Oh, on the alternative version of the album, Love's Train is a 9th track, while Blast Off is at the 10th. Yeah, Love's Train is great. Love's Train is if you have a special lover and do ye together. That's the way it goes on Love's Train. It's really good. But it also is one of the weakest for me, and maybe it'll grow on me in the way that it has already grown on you.
Yeah, right away.
It's
I think the thing for me is like anytime a song is both like slow and emotional and big.
Yeah.
Like he really goes for broke when he's singing the chorus. You know, he does that thing. Like, this is something that anytime we're around the house just like singing whatever song, like Wicked comes to mind. Leaning into a big note and not necessarily the way that, say, again, to use Wicked as an example, the way that Idina Menzel might sing it is full on like belty, but like to do the like, yeah, like the sort of growly voice. Anytime Caitlin does that, it makes me laugh. And any, like we both do it all the time just to like, to inject some soul into,
into the proceedings of whatever's going on.
Yeah.
Yes. It's the best. So I would say, even though it's my least favorite, I'm still going to give it a smash.
Yeah.
And then lastly, we got, Blast Off, which the thing I wanted to say about that, it's also one of those where I could pass, but I am going to still give it a smash because I give the whole album a smash.
Yeah. It seems silly to pass it at the end of the album.
It's the last album. What am I going to stop listening? Just be like, oh, turn it off. No, I'm going to keep listening. My favorite thing about it, though, is at the very end, they go blasting off straight to some good vibrations. Can we take it higher? oh yeah, and then they just keep getting higher. They like they like literally modulate higher until the end of the song, and I'm like, that's just some good writing of like literally let's take it higher, like come on, let's do what we said we're gonna do. It's so good.
And then, of course, you get the final, like, spoken word outro by Bootsy again.
All the way from the stratosphere. Yeah. Sending love from up above. Happy trails, Bob. And he calls you Baba, and I'm like, who's, what? Yeah. All right, cool. It's so good.
I wish I had remembered what then, so, like, it, this album was over before I realized it when I listened to it.
Yeah, it's short.
And I wish I had remembered what Bruno Mars song played next. You know how Spotify would be like, yes, you want some more stuff like this? Because I remember it being my favorite of the album, and it wasn't on the album.
Yeah. There is some other Bruno Mars stuff that comes up when you listen to this. It's like, oh, is that Bruno Mars?
Yeah.
That's fun.
So I think my takeaway here is I need to both listen to this album some more, and then maybe just like fully get into Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he's a really good musician. Some of his more old, more straightforward pop stuff is a little boring to me, but I feel like everything he's been doing in the last 5 years is like truly great.
Plus, what's the fucking huge one that they play at every wedding now? This here is that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold.
Yeah.
That is a perfect example of the type of song that is very fun to only sing one line from, but sing it throughout the entirety of the song.
For instance?
Former guest of the show, JPC, pointed this one out to me. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. And then, of course, you get to the chorus, and it's another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road.
Yeah.
And whatever. What is that fucking song called?
The one we just sang?
No, the Bruno Mars song. This here's that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This here's that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This here's that ice cold
Uptown
Michelle fight for white gold. Yeah, Uptown Funk.
This here's that ice cold Michelle fight for white gold. Oh yeah. This here.
And then of course hot that damn. Like yeah, this here's ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, that white gold. This here's ice cold.
Ice cold Michelle that is fun. I like it.
Michelle Pfeiffer, white gold. Pew.
Indeed. My little brother listened to that ad nauseum when it came out.
It's just like undeniable.
Such a bop. But speaking of Spotify, that'll actually bring us to the game. So let's take a quick break.
Oh, yes.
And come right back.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
Wee.
Yahoo. Anderson .Paak.
Yeah. That was perfect.
Is it Pack or Pock?
I believe it's Pack.
Okay.
But
that was me saying, and we're back, but not.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is great. This is going to be great. I've got the game this week, and it's something that I've stolen from Mike, which I can't remember what the name of it is. But it's basically called You Might Also Like.
Yeah.
So we're going to get on Spotify.
Yes. Okay,
and
I'll close mine.
Yeah, close yours. We're getting on Spotify. And so so Spotify has a feature, not a bug, a feature that when you're on a band or an artist, it will show you fans also like section, which shows you fans of this artist also like these other artists. Okay. So we're going to start with Silk Sonic. Fans of Silk Sonic also like, and I'm going to say these are hard. All right, because I know that this is not a genre that either of us really listen to that often. So I'm gonna give you, if you can get anything in like the top 10, you get a point, okay?
Okay.
Because I truly only know one of these artists in the top 10 here.
Okay, so are people like Bruno Mars in there?
Yes, but not as like famous.
But I mean, is Bruno Mars in the top 10?
No. Wouldn't you know it? Isn't that strange?
And is Anderson .Paak?
Nope.
Okay.
Isn't that strange?
So my first guess immediately is like Parliament Funkadelic.
No.
Or P-Funk or whatever.
Nowhere to be found. Although wait, Funkadelic is there.
Okay, yeah, they have like a cross-pollination or they're, you know, they're okay.
They're not in the top 10, but they're there, so I'll give that to you.
Okay. is like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh, I like that guess. But no, not
is
here.
Bootsy Collins?
No, none of the individual artists are here, which is so weird.
Interesting. Okay, because he was sort of a personality slash bass player for Hire, wasn't he? Wasn't he? He was maybe in Funkadelic, but I think he also played with a bunch of other bands. I might be totally fucking wrong, but
I don't know. I didn't do enough research. Yeah, but I just wanted to talk about this album because it was fun.
Yeah,
sorry guys, we didn't do enough research.
Okay, are any contemporary?
Yes.
Okay. Is like Lizzo in there?
No, but you're not like super far off from at least the one that I know, because a lot of these I don't fucking know.
So this is, I'm stealing this sort of joke formula from Tig Notaro, because anytime someone would begin a sentence to her of, have you ever seen the movie? She would say, is it Grease or Star Wars? And if they said no, she'd say no. And so to me, this does feel like not only like throwing darts in the dark, but there was never a dartboard.
No, yeah, there's no dartboard to begin. The only one, I'll give you a hint, there's like a meme about it because of a SNL intro, and it's not the one that you're thinking
the
of.
The Weeknd.
No, it's not that one. It's another one.
Her?
Yes.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Her.
we'll stop
I
there.
I love
this
that
one.
Meme formula, because it is always my favorite type of thing, which is like High School Musical theater.
yes, her. So we've got, I don't know who any of these are. Lucky Day, Melissa Reese, Victoria Monet, her, G. Clinton. Do I know who G. Clinton is?
Oh, is it George Clinton?
Some of these are nobodies. They don't even have pictures. Hmm. No, this is messed up, man. This is like something. I wonder if fans also like is related to my listenership too.
Hmm. Maybe
your some of these aren't even verified
algorithm
artists.
Is in there.
All right. Well, that was weird. That one was a bust. Let's go to Anderson .Paak.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Fans also like. Let's see if I know any of these names. No. This game is just to prove how not cool.
How white are you?
Yeah. How not cool are Mike and Josiah?
How old is the music you listen to every day?
Hold on. There is a truly... this game now might just be like we're going to go through and see if we can guess any of the names on here or if we know any of the names on here. Because there is a truly... one on this one that doesn't make any sense, and I'm really into it. Okay. Mike, I'm going to try to get you there.
Okay.
Remember how we did this game before? And I think we did, maybe it was for Jojo and the Pussycats, but Adam Schlesinger was one of the guys, right?
Right.
Who is someone that he worked with more recently?
Adam Schlesinger?
Yeah, before he passed.
More recently than Josie and the Pussycats?
Yes.
I'm going to have to say Tom Hanks.
Not Tom Hanks.
What's her face? Rachel Bloom.
Yes. Rachel Bloom is in Fans Also Like for Anderson .Paak.
Okay. There must be some kind of explanation for that.
I can't think of what it might be.
Like, was he featured on that show, or did he like do music for it or something?
Maybe. I have no idea. But she is the only white person, I'm pretty sure, in this Fans Also Like.
Okay.
And it's very funny that her little picture just showed up. Let's see. Do I know any of these others? I know Thundercat. He's a bassist. I know D'Angelo. I know of BJ the Chicago Kid, but I don't really know their music. Let's go to someone much more famous, Bruno Mars. This one might actually show have something, okay? Or like people we might know.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. These are people we might know. Yeah, this is good. All right, I'm going to say anybody on this list that you can get, I'm going to give it to you.
You know what's so stupid? The first thing that came to my mind, because like I feel like I learned about both of those artists at the same time, Bruno Mars and this group, LMFAO. I feel like those are like cemented in my brain as contemporaries.
Yeah, they are
like Black Eyed Peas.
You're like not entirely wrong, but like you are wrong. Sure. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
Also, Bruno Mars has spans such genres that this list is truly wild.
Right, right. Because I would imagine maybe some of the things we've already said would be in there, like actual true like funk soul.
Yeah, you would think acts. So, but it's less than you might imagine.
Well, okay, so is Lizzo in this list?
No, but you're not entirely off base there either.
God, this is like so embarrassing because I like just do not like listen to cool or contemporary music.
No, I mean like neither do I. We're entirely showing our asses in this game. Names here. I'm gonna give you some hints.
What about like the Roots?
No. Okay. Think way more pop. All right.
Okay.
Go way more pop first. You might get some of these. Because some of them are just like contemporary pop artists when he was doing more pop stuff.
I see. So, I mean, like a Lady Gaga.
Yes, exactly. She's not there, but yes, similar.
God, who's fucking popular? Jesus Christ. Like Katy Perry?
No, not super far off from some of these.
Okay.
What about the number one one? Let's throw it back to high school. All right.
Okay,
there is a song that is a remake or like sort of a it samples the Stand By Me song, you know? When the night is young.
Yeah, I mean,
you
know, I know.
Stand By Me. That one. And it goes like, dum, 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 dum. Dum 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 dum. Damn all these suicidal
when they say what is that
it's
song?
Over. Damn all these beautiful girls.
I could not tell you who that is.
you don't remember his name?
No.
It's Sean Kingston.
Wow. I couldn't have if you gave me a lineup of names and there were only three. might have a chance.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because when you started doing that, like, walking bass line thing, I was like, Duffy?
Okay, there's some other ones of his that I think you can get. What about, who's saying, it's like in a mirror.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he's on here.
Yeah, of course.
We got, let's see.
Is like Akon?
No, but that's not too far. We got some more soulful stuff. We got this classic black female artist plays the piano.
Alicia Keys.
Yes. And then there's like, oh, wait, this one does have, who else is on this album that we've already done in this game?
Oh, Anderson .Paak?
Yeah. he's in Bruno Mars's, but Bruno Mars is not in his.
That is so funny. That's like MySpace top 8.
Yeah, it's like this is embarrassing for you, yeah. Bruno. This might be my favorite one. Throw yourself back to some real who did the Curious George soundtrack?
Jack Johnson.
Oh no, wait.
Oh, Jason Mraz?
Yes, it's Jason Mraz,
but
which is
Jack
funny
Johnson did the Curious
Jack
George
Johnson.
One.
I love that I
they're the same though. They're both just like blah blah blah.
I got it wrong, but you knew what I meant.
Yeah.
Even though I got it wrong.
Yes, right. I think I've maybe even said this on this show before. In fact, maybe recently, but a friend of mine and I back in Indianapolis were doing an improv show one night, and in the dressing room, we would always end up, you wouldn't set out to play this as a game. It's not a game. It's just sort of the way improv people talk to each other. The sort of like misdirect thing, like I might say to you, oh yeah, who was that guy who did the Curious George soundtrack? And then you, knowing it's Jack Johnson,
Jason
would say,
Mraz.
Oh yeah, Jason Mraz. So we were doing that thing one night. And somebody, like, you know, by the time that this piece of it happened, you know, a number of those little A to C style jumps had already happened. And someone said, oh, right, Legally Blonde with, and at the same time, me and another guy said, Renee Zellweger. And we went, And I was like, were you also thinking of like blonde actresses whose first name starts with R and her last name starts with a late letter of the alphabet? And he was like, no, I was just thinking of ladies I didn't like.
And you got to the same place. Yeah. It's incredible. All right, I'm just going to read you these top now. We're going to finish up here and read these top ones.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Sean Kingston, Jason Derulo,
oh, sure.
Jesse J, which
oh,
is
yeah.
interesting. Neo from The Matrix. Ollie Murs, so I don't know who that is. Justin Timberlake, Miguel, Alicia Keys, Charlie Puth, Nick Jonas, Anderson .Paak, Bazzi, don't know who that is. Usher, Jason Mraz. Sure. Maroon 5, One Direction, Zayn from One Direction, Daniel Caesar, who I don't know, Pink Sweats, who I don't know, and then Sam Smith. Which it's such a variety because some of that is just very straightforward pop. Yeah. Some of it's very R&B.
It's just like the list of people who all have at least one song with over a billion downloads.
Yeah, for reals. It's so like...
Like, are you on almost every playlist?
Yeah, then you must be like these guys.
Yeah.
Like, that just goes to show how, like,
then
genre spanning.
You might be Bruno Mars.
If you're on every playlist,
if
here's
you played
your
at
sign.
Any wedding.
If you've been played at any wedding, here's your sign.
You might be Love Shack.
You might be Love Shack
you
Baby.
You might be shout a little bit louder now.
Love Shack Baby. That's my impression of that guy.
There is a store at the mall we just went to called Love Sack, and I think they sell like big beanbag chairs. And
sick. Disgusting.
Of course, you gotta believe that I was like, if you see a little store by Bed Bath & Beyond.
It's the Love Sack. Love Sack Baby.
There also used to be, you will remember this because you lived right there. There was a place on Belmont for about like 10 minutes called Beef Shack.
Yeah.
Beef Shack. I used to say that anytime I walked by. Beef Shack, baby.
It's a little old shack where you can get some beef. Beef Shack. Sorry, my girlfriend just broke up with me.
Oh, weird. No.
She was like, you're being too loud and annoying. Stop yelling about beef.
That says 15 miles to the Beef Shack.
Beef Shack, baby. Well, folks, that's all we're going to do for the game because it fell apart on me a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I just saw...
And
in
we
my,
revealed how out of touch we are.
Yeah, we revealed that we're both very uncool.
Yeah.
But I also am in my Spotify now and like it's like your most recent listen to. And it's our podcast because the other night I... tried an experiment because sometimes Red barks whenever we're not home.
Oh, uh-huh.
And specifically whenever we come home, take her outside and then take her back inside and leave her there and then go and do something else. Like if she only sees us for like 10 minutes,
uh-huh.
We found that apparently she barks whenever we're not here. And we figured this out because we put Charlie's phone here on a phone call with my phone and had it on speaker while we were walking around and doing like errands and stuff. And Then eventually we heard her start barking. And it was a real like sleuthing thing that we did. But I was like, what if we do a like, because I know sometimes people play like TV for their dogs or like sure. the long YouTube videos for the dogs. And I was like, what if I was like, I have
my voice.
I have hundreds of hours of my voice.
Yeah.
I was like, what if I just play my voice for her? So I just like put on the podcast and let it play for like four episodes yeah. while we were gone. And I think it worked because she was so fine funny. When we got back and she wasn't barking. So it might be just something I do from now on is just set my,
and hey, that's listens.
It's listens, baby. It counts. Not like we're getting any revenue from it at this point, but whatever.
You made me curious. So I went to my recently played, just to give you a picture of like what my last couple weeks have been. An Evening with Silk Sonic, and then a number of podcasts, including Dead Eyes, which is great, Las Culturistas, Never Not Funny, what else is on their podcast?
So you use Spotify for your podcasts?
No, I have certain ones that I'm so stupid and set in dumb arbitrary rules, but like I do listen to some podcasts on Spotify and others I don't.
No, I'm the same way. It's okay.
But then other than podcasts, here's the recent music. Harry Styles' debut album, Harry Styles. Harry Styles' second album, Fine Line. The Spotify playlist, This Is Elton John.
Good.
The 2007 or whatever year it was, Company revival.
Nice.
David Byrne's American Utopia, ABBA's Greatest Hits. And then there's a bunch of playlists that Caitlin and I discovered recently called, and I'll say them all in this order. 2000s ballads, soft 2000s, sad 2000s, and 2000s heartache.
Oh, wow. That sounds nice.
Yeah.
So you guys were like, you're like, we're in a healthy relationship. We don't experience these feelings anymore. We need something to make us feel the full range of emotion.
Yeah. And like, it truly is like exactly the type of shit I was listening to for 10 whole years.
Yeah, totally.
And then the rest of it is all just like the shit I always listen to. There's a glam rock playlist, The Killers' Sam's Town, Daddy's Home by St. Vincent. Oh, hey, Talking Shop. Hey, Rob and Dugan.
Rob,
congratulations
yeah,
on an awesome podcast run.
Oh, yeah, they're done, right?
And then like three Father John Misty albums and the Hedwig soundtrack.
I'm glad we caught them before they stopped doing the show.
Yeah, right. Oh, and of course, Death Cab.
Of course.
Gosh,
of course.
This is so embarrassing. There's a Different Company revival.
Yes, good.
There's a playlist called Showstoppers, and it's like thumbnail image is Elphaba like parking and barking.
Very good, very good.
And then Spelling Bee, man.
I love that. Well, we should aim towards wrapping
up.
Too bad
I couldn't guess Neo.
I know. We are so tragically uncool. We just showed the whole world.
I also. There's also one of those This Is playlists that Spotify makes. If I recently listened to, this is now going back months, I think, but it's called This Is Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah, dude. Yes.
Oh my God.
That rules.
You're making
never
me
mind.
Like sweaty.
Never mind. You're cool. You're cool. Oh, okay, that good. Changed it all.
I love that sort of tenor baritone mixy head voice type of shit.
Yes, it's your sweet spot.
Yeah.
Finishing. Well, we haven't talked about Star Wars. Bring him home.
Did he ever do Jean Valjean?
Oh no, but that would be amazing. Oh. I'm sure.
But that is also a man singing high.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I would have killed to see him in Great Comet, but it fucked everything up, and everything is terrible. But
right.
Anyway,
that's right. Wasn't it supposed to be Oak?
It was supposed to be Oak. Yeah, and then. They sort of fucked Oak over by being like, just kidding, it's going to be Mandy Patinkin. And then it became a race issue, and then it was just like all fucked up.
Yeah, right.
And it might have killed that show, but then COVID would have killed it anyway, so who cares?
Sure.
It was just a matter
Plus
of time.
Plus that big comet.
Yeah, it's true. That killed the dinosaurs, killed the musical.
Yeah. And it kills bacteria in your sink.
Yeah, and here we are to talk about comet soap. This whole podcast has been a long commercial for soap.
Yeah.
For soap. Is this the most we've not talked about Star Wars in a while?
Maybe, but okay, here. You know what? My kind of beginning discontent, that might not be the right word, but my sort of like this all kind of felt sort of samey, or like I don't see myself having like a lot of magnetism to come back to continue listening to this. That doesn't mean I'm not going to, but it does make me realize, oh, that's how a lot of people feel about Star Wars.
Or to a
greater extent, like action, fantasy, sci-fi, you know, Marvel movies, you know.
Yeah, where they can recognize the appeal.
Yeah, like,
to
I
an
get
extent.
It. It's just not for me. And I wouldn't even say this isn't for me. I would just say that, like, you can tell that it might not mesh exactly with those awful tastes that I just revealed.
yep, totally. I mean, it's got bangers. It's not science fiction. It is 70s-ish, which like that's points. But then most of Star Wars isn't 70s,
right? But it is.
The aesthetic,
the 70s is what cemented the aesthetic, and it's just replaying it and remixing it. So this does do that. It's like,
that's true.
The aesthetic was cemented in the 70s. We're doing it again. We're doing it with modern sensibility, but don't worry. You know, like, it's funny. If it was like, how funk is it or how soul is it? Like, this would be a 10 out of 10.
Totally.
While still, though, being contemporary. You know,
yes.
Like, So to that end, it is doing the thing that especially modern Disney era Star Wars is doing, which is using like modern day language and
to get across something, old and making it new.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be pretty low.
It's making me realize it's like Rogue One. Because Rogue One came out in the last couple years, and they had to give everybody, like, fucking sideburns, because it takes place the day before Star Wars.
Yes, totally.
So they did a thing in the modern day, but they, like, dressed it up in the 70s.
There you go, folks. This is the Rogue One of recent albums.
Of recent Grammy-winning albums.
Grammy Award-winning albums.
Yeah.
We should wrap up and give
it
a rating there.
That gives it points. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Let's give it a gut check, because we've already not talked about Star Wars enough.
It's got, like you said, there's some continuity, but it's not necessarily a story. I would say if it were just a story score, it would be on the one or two side of the spectrum. But
there's some humor to it. There's not science fiction.
You know what? One thing that kind of counts against it is how many awards it won.
That's true. I was just going to say, this is like universally critically acclaimed, award-winning, and which Star Wars is not.
Right. You know what's funny? We haven't done a lot of albums on this show, and we have done another album that was nominated for like a lot of the same Grammys.
Yeah, that's
Sour.
True. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like literally this year's Grammys. Like this beat Sour out for like best album or whatever.
Really?
Those
came out at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize those came out at the same time. I thought Sour came out like 2 years ago. Feels like it came out 2 years ago. Anyway, I don't know. It's probably I'm going to give it a unit of measure. I'm going to give it Bootsy Collins interstitials.
Okay. I will use the unit of measure. To take a departure from the actual album proper, I'm going to assign it to. I'm telling you the number now because one of the pieces of my unit of measure is Michelle Pfeiffer and the other is White Gold.
There we go. I'm going to give it 2 Bootsy Collins interstitials.
Uh-huh. There you have it.
There you have it, folks. We did it.
Evening with Silk Sonic.
There's an evening with Silk Sonic. I hope you enjoyed your evening with us talking about an evening with Silk Sonic. We did this in the evening, so we hope you listened to it in the evening.
Right.
It's the perfect way to listen.
Coming hot off the heels of last week's recording that we did last night.
Yes, we're banking them up, baby. Uh-huh. But do you want us on the internet? Because if you do, you can find us at How Star Wars Is It on Twitter and Instagram. You can email us at agoodpodcast@gmail.com. If you came here from any of our live get-togethers or trivia nights, then welcome to the show. Thanks for coming. And go check out our Patreon.
Yeah, you can pay us to listen to more of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's patreon.com/howstarwarsisit. We do a weekly, like half hour-ish long bonus episode. That's every week. We also once a month do a more long form thing. The first 11 months were film commentaries of all the different Star Wars movies. And this month, by the point that you're hearing this, it may be out, right?
It is. It will be out. Yeah.
So we did an RPG, like a real play thing where we sort of invented a whole thing. It's The Matrix meets Ocean's 11. And that's being really generous.
Yeah.
But that was a super fun thing. And we hope to do more things kind of like that in the future. Maybe some more film commentaries in the future too. We'll see. But that's all on our Patreon. $5 a month gets you access to all that stuff, plus our Discord channel where we chat with our folks on there to maybe come up with ideas for the show or for the Patreon episodes.
So go check it out. It's a good time. And
a couple other things to plug. I do musicals, improvised musicals with Baby Wants Candy. If you're in the Chicago area, let me know because I do Saturday night shows and it's a fun time. And I'm getting married and we're buying an apartment.
Yep.
So those are my other plugs.
Go check out the Patreon to listen to stuff about Mike buying a condo.
Yeah.
If you want to hear all the dirty deets, baby.
Yeah, right.
But Sandwiches to Star Wars, it's about time for Tubby Bye Bye. So, like we always say, we love you.
And may the Fourth be with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This will come out after May the 4th, I think.
Yeah.
We didn't even recognize the holiday.
Oh, shit.